On the Big Breakfast Catch-Up with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber, Matt's Hits from Your Hood for Scarborough is a beauty.
And it's the best and worst of the week.
And we pay tribute to the one and only Aretha Franklin.
The Big Breakfast Catch-Up is brought to you by the great gas deals at Alinta Energy. Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Mm-hmm.
It's back.
Coburn, Cannington, Melfin, Girraween, Joondalup, Eastvic Park, the places between. Home is where the heart is and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt. Hits from your hood.
Yeah, 6019 Scarborough. How I love you. All your burnouts and your beautiful water.
You've been living in Scarborough for 2.5 years.
Yeah,
you're loving the place.
Since I started the job, yeah.
Such a great suburb, isn't it? It's
absolutely.
North 3rd Street. Yeah, still miss it.
Well, I'm very happy there.
When the suburban wheel landed on Scarborough, yes. Matt's eyes lit up and he's like, I have to do this justice.
It has to be big.
I feel like, I haven't heard this yet, but you revealed something yesterday or the day before which showed what song you've done this to.
Yes.
I can't believe you chose this song.
Well, it's a pretty big one, isn't it?
It's a massive song made famous by the three tenors. It's a little bit of this.
It's not that hard, is it?
Oh, here it comes.
Here we go.
Maybe I shouldn't have done it.
Have you bitten off more than you can chew?
Mate, I've got tears.
Oh, I have. Fortunately, I had the help of the wonderful baritone Sam Robert Smith.
Beautiful.
Who's a Perth boy, a whopper trained. He works with Opera Australia and with the West Australian Opera. He's been in the 10 tenors because there's more tenors.
Yeah.
But when I knew he was coming in, I thought, Nessun Dorma or None Shall Sleep from Puccini's opera Turandot. Now, I don't know a lot about opera, but it just felt right.
That's the one. And fitting today because Aretha Franklin was praised for her version of this when
she
filled in for Pavarotti in the 80s.
Oh, my
great
God.
Praise.
The planets have aligned. Let's do it.
Matt's Hits from Your Hood on Mix 94.5, Scarborough.
Getting warm. Grab your favorite bathers, put sunscreen on your face, turn off the telly, time to turn that belly. Don't miss this chance. Let's walk the boardwalk, skate parks, cool old school. How good's the new pool? It's great the Chinese want to build. Will we still want to boast when we're another gold coast? Oh, no, shopping malls here, white sands and sharks. Scarborough.
tears in your eyes.
Tears are flowing. The flowers are landing on the stage at Scarborough.
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen. You just hit a classic. Whoa. Matt's Hits from your hood.
Brilliant.
I got goosebumps. Brilliant. On my goosebumps.
And how good is Sam Robert Smith?
Wow, how good are you?
Oh, what a
soaring, brilliant. Soaring voice, mate. And that takes guts to be in there in the same room. That was well done.
You don't hear that on brilliant. Commercial breakfast radio too often.
No, I needed you in there to understand the lyrics.
No,
too.
I understand. You're lucky I didn't do it in Italian.
Oh, mate. I like the Polish. I like the how the Chinese want to build. That's great. It's all about Scarborough.
Good job. Well,
hey, thank you. The Big Breakfast with
Clazy, Matt and Kimber. Good. This morning for Alinta Energy, providing affordable energy to thousands of WA customers, get great gas deals, and they're all about the numbers. Alinta Energy's number is 13 13 58. Shall we wrap things up for the week?
Yes, the best and the worst of the last week.
As put together by our producers.
Get into this.
Now, Friday, my friends, I shall be dropping Matt's Hits from your hood, Scarborough.
Oh, yes.
You know I love it there.
You
I
do.
Love it there so much.
You've
despite
talked about it a lot.
Its petty crime.
You've already recorded the song now, have you? Because I didn't get a chance to get any suggestions into you this time.
We had ideas, man.
I think even Cats and Paul had a suggestion because he's a Scarborough boy, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
What okay. are you going with?
Hit it. Scarborough, 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 Scarborough,
Scarborough. First bit was my favourite.
Dennis, what a weekend.
That was a terrific win by the West Coast Eagles, wasn't it? Great end to a tough week. McGovern kicks to the city end.
He's got it!
Lightning strikes twice. McGovern's
kicked the goal from Luke Shuey's spot, and the Eagles have won. There you go.
Oh, you got to love footy commentators, don't you? They should do a royal wedding. Get us out there. We can handle
Markle,
that.
Markle, here comes Markle.
Imagine Lockie Reed and Embers talking about a royal wedding. Well, that would be something.
I've tried all sorts of things, and this time I went to the Salt Float Studio in South Perth. Inside the pod, there's a nice light. They play some nice music. And then eventually the music just sort of drifts off into nothingness, into silence, and you can turn the lights off and you just lay there in the dark.
Took a little while to stop faffing about in there. I reckon after about 25 minutes, I really got into it.
Yeah. It's a Marvin Gaye.
Oh, yeah. I need to go and have a cold shower.
Kim's in Merengaroo. Kim, when has sleeping naked backfired?
I worked on a mine site 20 years ago and I lived in a caravan that had an ablution block. I don't know if you've been in the goldfields, but they have these things called stink bugs. When you touch them, they urinate on you and it smells like stale cat urine.
Gross.
This thing was crawling on me and I opened my eye at the same time I flicked it and it urinated in my eye.
Oh!
So I ran out screaming out of the caravan to try and get to the ablution block and all the drillers were having a party.
Hey! Barnsley, how are you, mate?
Very good. How's it going?
So, Jimmy, how does this make you feel?
I like your name, I think, for a small man to wife.
Now, you know who that is.
Yes, that's Betty. Betty Campbell. Oh. See, the thing is, me dealing with my problems is going to make, you know, Betty's life better.
Yes.
You know, if I didn't deal with my stuff in this lifetime, it goes on to the next, you know? We can start changing now. We can pass this on and make our families happier. All I do is win,
win, win, no matter what. We are about to surprise Don from Kensington.
Hello.
Would you be Don?
I am, yes.
Congratulations. You have won $10,000.
That's wonderful.
Hey! We need you to list five McDonald's burgers. Go.
Oh, Big Mac, cheeseburger, double cheeseburger, triple cheeseburger, quarter pounder.
Oh,
that sounded like
five.
You
did it.
Oh, you went the double triple.
Thank you so much, Kimba. Thank you, guys. That just means the world to me.
He's a former rugby superstar, now a star of romance, we hope. The Honey Badger is the new bachelor. Nick Cummins, welcome, mate. How are you?
Bloody terrific. Thank you for asking.
Good to see you.
Now, I've seen a bit of your stuff on YouTube where you're dancing around Scarborough Beach to Mysterious Girl. Not a bad ukulele player either.
Yeah, I dabble a bit, mate. Yeah. Yeah, I think around the campfire, it's always a good one. Not Mysterious Girl, but various other tunes.
Yep.
I recommend it because you can travel well with it. Yes. And you can always brighten someone's day somewhere on the line. When in the airports, when the bloody flights are delayed,
mm-hmm.
everyone's a bit somber, whip it out.
And,
the ukulele.
Ukulele, yeah. White sands and shark feet and
this'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber.
Of course, the passing of the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, or we can just say Aretha, can't we?
Yes.
Because that works. Part of popular culture. And, you know, she started singing singing gospel at her dad's church because her dad was a minister there in Detroit.
So many of those great acts have come through that gospel, way, haven't they?
They certainly did. And she sort of, she ended up at Atlantic Records and didn't do much, but she was only about 17 or 18. She was just a kid.
Mm.
And it wasn't until 7 or 8 years later she ended up on one of the other big record labels at Columbia. And then it just sort of took off, all of those absolute classic songs that are sort of with us forever, Natural Woman. Spanish Harlem, so well known, those tunes.
Oh, and that kind of singing too. It's almost like she just opens her mouth and it was just effortless.
A direct channel.
Pitch perfect, absolutely. Strong, those voices are hard to come by.
Kimber, you touched on some of the numbers earlier. It was incredible. 112 Billboard charting songs, so 77 of those were top 100 and something like 17 number ones.
Yeah.
Astounding.
18 Grammys, sold over 75 million records. It ended up in the movies too, like the Blues Brothers.
You better think about what you're saying. You better think about the consequences of your action.
Oh, shut up, woman.
You better think about what you're trying to do to me.
So good.
There is nobody right now whose shoulders aren't moving.
Oh,
it's pretty cool.
Every time you hear it.
Yeah.
Brilliant song.
Yeah, she sparked up the Blues Brothers, which was really cool. The first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's incredible. She ended up in parts of popular culture everywhere. Everyone knew who she was. So when Steely Dan wrote Hey 19, she was in the lyrics. Yeah, the Generation Gap song.
Yeah.
Remember the Queen of Soul?
Mm. He's letting that play because it's Claire's favourite song.
Yeah. Sorry about that. That's the first thing I thought of. I've lost the reader. Ah, here we go. This is the WA Touch. Cav Templey in our Triple M studios, our sister station in the east today, from Eskimo Joe, has done this as a tribute to Aretha.
When my soul was in the last and found, you came along to claim it. I didn't know just what was wrong with me until your kiss helped me name it. You make me feel, you make me feel like a natural woman.
There you go, Cap
Templey. Nice,
Cap. Cool. Yeah.
I thought it was fitting to wrap up by saying that NASA have tweeted overnight. And they said, we're saddened by the loss of Aretha Franklin, but asteroid 249516 Aretha is still out there. So it got named after Aretha Franklin.
Did it?
Yeah.
Very cool. They say, we commemorate the Queen of Soul to keep orbiting beyond Mars. So Aretha's out there forever, the greatest star, eh?
Ah, beautiful.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber.
Now, the moment you've been waiting for all morning. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day.
Yes, these scientists studying the effect of cannabis on seabirds.
Oh, yeah.
Have left no tern unstoned.
Bad. And we're all expecting a girlfriend joke again.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.
That Big Breakfast catch-up was brought to you by the great gas deals at Alinta Energy.